there was a subconscious thing in there that said, powerful people sabotage me. Powerful people aren't in integrity. Powerful people aren't whatever the hell we got when we were growing up about powerful people that we, you know, put together from society and from our parents who weren't powerful, and so they were in judgment of powerful people, and it just keeps going from there. Mm-hmm. And yet we're all asking ourselves to be a powerful person. So all those things have to come forward for us to look at and go, okay, this doesn't match, right? Uh-huh. And what that has to do with masculine, feminine, and child is the other person, we're talking about your partner, Tina?
Yes.
Okay. Are they more powerful as far as taking their energy out into the world?
Perhaps. In the dynamics of a relationship, it's been 7 years. So in the beginning, I sought approval. I said what I thought I should say and be what I thought I should be. And now they were in the second stage of it where I'm speaking my truth and living my truth, and it creates friction. And so, but we're dealing with that. We're learning how to be with that. But I think the physical things in our body, the physical thing in our body is that process of the masculine, feminine.
Oh, absolutely. Time. Absolutely. And it is part of what they call the healing crisis, which I invite everybody to let go of the belief that we have to create a crisis in our body in order to get the messages.
Mm.
You know? So that we are choosing to know that we become stronger and healthier and feel greater as we ascend and deal with the issues that we need to, claim love around, basically. How that looks when we're in balance of masculine, feminine, and child, okay, is the feminine is the nurturing part. And, of course, when you speak up for yourself, you're nurturing yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
So you have to encourage that to come forward, both of you. You have to encourage any way of your self-nurturing. It's also the part that allows you to hear your divine voice and follow it, okay? And then the masculine is, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take action around this. I have the power to take this out into the world. And when those two things come together, the child or the creation has enough power behind it to actually be created. But you have to have the divine idea, and then you have to have the strength and the courage to take it out into the world. And what you all are asking yourselves to do, and we all are, by the way, is that I, within D, create and choose that balance of masculine, feminine, child within me. I'm asking my paramour to be the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within him. And then when we come together in union, to know that that union of two strengths actually creates a union of strength, because we discovered in a private this week that there was a belief that when we came together, we were weaker, which doesn't make any sense. And I fly to the statement again for everybody, things cannot make sense to you anymore. You've got to let go of, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. If we are going to move, and we are moving, into, we're already there, expanding into the field of all possibilities, that means there's all these possibilities that we've never even considered or been aware of before. That's how much we're expanding. So you can't be stuck in your head to this makes sense, right?
Yes.
Now, this is kind of a mini version of what the relationship workshop is about. So I want to get clear with you why you both came into this relationship, okay? Where is the gift, and what are you each trying to learn? because you're different sides of the same coin. And that's the beauty of all relationships. Okay?
Yes.
So you came into this relationship. Get into my heart space totally here. Going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet. I'm going to the genetic list here. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that your divine right destiny is to be the creator that you are. That's what you came in to learn. Not that somebody else takes care of you, governs you, tells you what to do, or creates for you in any way. That your divine right destiny is to be God. She came in to learn that everyone gets to be their own God, and it's not her. She's only the God of her. She's the creation of her. But you see, if you have two people, and this is, so excited about this workshop because of this. If you are going, let's say there's a crowd of 1,000 people, and you put up your hand and you go, hey, I'm a person who needs help in creating me. Anybody out there? I'm a person that who needs help in creating who I am. And she puts up her hand and she goes, hey, I want to help people create who they are. Anybody out there need some help? You're going to find each other.
Yeah.
So that you can come together to learn that it's all about you and that she can learn it's all about you and that it's all about her and she's just got to get on creating her. Is this resonating with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that's the answer to your question, and believe me, it served thousands of people. So thank you, Tina, for bringing that in.
Thank you, sweetie.